First of all, it is a life that begins right here. Right here. When the risen Savior reigns in our hearts, we become new creatures and start on the journey into everlasting life. Second, eternal life means that each one of us, as an individual, will live beyond death. And by the way, that is not claiming, you know, heaven or hell. That's just saying that we will live beyond death as an individual. In other words, we believe in individual or personal immortality. It's not just a matter of the immortality of influence, which is like your soul will be absorbed by God or the greater good, and your life experiences will enhance the greater good. That is not what the Bible talks about or what the church believes. We each individually will go to our rightful place. Third, eternal life is not just endless existence. Mere existence has no special value. So eternal life means the opportunity for endless creative adventure with God. We cannot now imagine the vast projects that God has in mind for us. Finally, eternal life, which begins here and now, contains even now the promise of unbelievably greater things. It is a life of peace and joy. Why? Because it's lived in intimate association with God and those who love and serve God. Eternal life is one of peace and joy also because it is free from the sufferings, obstacles, and bewilderments of this earthly life. Can you imagine being free of the frustrations of this life? Can you imagine being free of the broken hearts of this life? Can you imagine getting out of bed in the morning and not having pain? Of course, Jamie says, as long as I get up with you, I have a pain in my life. Can you imagine, though? Sorry, Jamie. I had to say it before you did, though. Can you imagine, though, seriously, how many of us live with pain and we don't even realize it anymore because it's just become a part of our life? Can you imagine being free? I'm sorry about my mic. Can you imagine being free from pain? Can you imagine being free from all of these things that hold us back, that tie us down, that keep us from being who God created us to be? You see, in heaven, there is both a great work to do and a God-given power to complete it. Creative work is always a joy. And you know what? We can experience it every once in a while in this life. How many times have you been working on something that you just love and all of a sudden 4 hours pass by and you wonder where the day has gone? See, every once in a while we can experience this creative power that God puts in our lives, in this life, and then unfortunately we have to come out of it and realize that we have schedules to keep and we have kids to feed. We might have a mom or a dad to take care of. It is a privilege, even on earth, to be asked to do any worthy job. This privilege will become transfigured in heaven. So our scripture again today says, "Then I saw a new heaven and new earth." Just try to imagine this, folks. If you have to, close your eyes. "For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them.'" Listen to me. "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Amen. Amen.